Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's happening, dude?
I'm hopped up for today, Mike.
Shoot, dude, I was just talking to this guy for a little bit. I love him. I can't wait to have him on.
For everyone that doesn't know, like, the guy I'm gonna have on, I want to be him when I grow. He's exactly what I imagined when I first, I first started talking about when you brought up. We made the video into Serpents of Society or Humanity, Serpents Humanity. And I'm like, I'm going to be the middle. I used to imagine myself writing songs as a country guy, rock guy, metal guy, blues, everything. I just never really launched it correctly. And I used to do it Shaka and all of us. We used to always do like musical stuff. But this guy... I mean, we tried playing his songs too here, and YouTube wouldn't allow us. So, whatever. I get it to a degree, but it's really frustrating. But today, I'm going to turn you guys on to someone, especially if you're Bunker fans, which seems to be people love the Bunker. I get it all the time when I'm live now. People come up like, "Hey, man, I love the Bunker." I have people like bringing me up in like sunglasses. I think we may have to get merchandise sunglasses. I'm writing that down right now.
There you go.
I'm writing that down right now.
Bunker glasses.
Bunker sunglasses. I like it. I think that's the way to go, bro. And so at the end of the day, here's how this all came about. I saw this video a while ago called I told you so. And I was cracking up. Where'd this guy come from? I need to see more of this guy. And then I started looking at, and he has a whole list of songs that is everything Bunker related.
Before we go any further, we're not saying all this is true. It's just conversation, okay?
Everything that the world is like, oh, that's a conspiracy. I love how people still use the word conspiracy theory, where pretty much the theories are running out. Everything's coming to light. Have you heard about they're changing the digital banking? That's on the way. The fake alien invasion, that seems to be what they're prepping for now. With all the everything before the pandemic started, people say, dude, it's already patented and they're already working. Oh, it really exposed a lot. But this guy made my day with songs like The Puppet Show. And what's cool is I told you so is like hard bluesy. Then he's got like Big Pharma. Space is fake. And then there's ones where it's just the no photographs on Earth, where he's just, I love the guy. So without further ado, please welcome the conspiracy music guru, Mr. Alex Michael. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Jay, what's going on, man? What an honor.
Bro, first of all, I'm already thrown off. Is that an English? That's English accent.
Yeah. I'm originally from the UK. I'm now living in Spain because the weather's better here, and UK is so pissy and grey and horrible, and I hated it. So I'm living in Spain now. I've been here for the last 10 years or so, and I kind of had, my awakening, if you want to call it that, and it gave me such a creative burst that I couldn't wait but to put it into music. I have a history of, working in the pubs and the clubs, not dissimilar to what you're doing, and then, the truth hit me like a bat out of hell, and it gave me this creative burst, and now I'm putting it into music, and I'm so glad you found my stuff, man, and you're resonating with it.
Bro, Alex, I don't, there's not enough I can say right now. Like, I feel like I need a cup of coffee and maybe a little, but this is, I found your stuff, and first I didn't know, first of all, your talent, dude, you play everything. You do all the music?
Yeah, I do all of it. And that's what people don't realize, that it's just one guy doing it in this little tiny studio. I've got this little studio, which is 3 meters across and 7 meters wide. And I'm doing all the guitar, I'm doing the keyboard, the harmonica, the vocals, the harmonies, the production, the mastering. I design the CD on Photoshop. It's just me doing it all. So it's a hell of a job, and particularly the video editing as well. It takes me like 2 months to do a 5-minute video. So there's an awful lot of work that's gone into my music videos over the last 6 years. And I don't think people realize the amount of work that goes into it and the amount of parts that I'm playing, just doing it all, and the voices and everything. It's a hell of a job, but you know, it seems to be my purpose now. I think I found my purpose, because, you know, it's like, I feel it's my duty to inform the masses about what's going on comedically, musically. That's why I think Conspiracy Music Guru, although it's a bit of a long-winded title, it kind of describes what I do to a T, really, because guru just simply means guide, and I'm guiding people through the world of conspiracy or truth using music as a medium. So Conspiracy Music Guru is a perfect title, albeit a little bit long-winded. But yeah, I'm doing every aspect: piano, guitar, vocals, production, mixing, mastering, the whole thing, man.
That's the part that blows me away, Alex, is people do not understand that. That's where besides the music, it's fun, it's good. Then I started watching and I realized Alex is doing every instrument. So that already blows my mind. But now you're talking about that you do all the videos and your own editing, so you don't even have a production team. I'm telling you, this has to be, I when I saw you, my wheels started going. I'm like, oh my God. If I could do a tour, I would do a tour with, oh yeah, we're going to tour with this guy. We're going to be in arenas. We're going to be in clubs. I want this to grow into something. I want this to, it's going to grow into something. If I can make it happen, keep putting that awareness on you, it's going to happen, because.
Well, I love the sound of that. I mean, you're talking my language, but here's the thing. Like, I mean, I would love to get, you know, more eyes on my music and more ears on my music. I would love to. I don't know about touring and stuff like that, but for me being in Europe and just getting into the USA now, they want me to have one of these things, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't get into the USA without having some poison injected. I've got to be careful because we're on YouTube, but I can't get into the USA and do anything over there unless I have the experimental arm spear.
I didn't even know that. No, yeah. Wow. So this makes a lot. Wow. So this administration will not allow any foreigners, even just to visit.
Yeah.
You have to prove that you got the inside
of
you.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I mean, even I went to Denver in 2018. I did a conference over there, and even then they were scanning my fingerprints and a facial, probably an iris scan, and all. That was back in 2018. So God knows what's going on now. And I know that foreign nationals can't get into the USA unless they have the, as you put it.
So, from your standpoint, all right, coming from England, living in Spain, were you in Spain when all this madness started really kicking in, or were you in England?
Yeah, no, I was in Spain. I've been in Spain for the last sort of 9-10 years. So, I mean, in Spain, it was incredible to see the compliance here. I mean, it's the same all over, really, because, you know, we're in such a niche little sector, aren't we? But to see the compliance and the double maskers, and I refused to put that thing on my, I absolutely refused to put that thing on my face. So bless my wife, she took one for the team, and she was out doing all the shopping, because I refused to go into shops, because I was getting shouted at. I was getting shouted at from the other side of the street because I wouldn't wear that thing. and just the mass compliance. It's like, holy shit, what the hell is going on? But I guess it's the same all over the world. You've had that there, right?
We had it here, and I was just telling someone, when I would fly, I would walk through the airport with my mask off, and the looks, half the looks were this, like, oh my God, this guy's going to get in trouble. And then the other looks were like, you sick murderer. And then the other halves were like, go. You know, when you see a car police going past a police car on the highway, and everyone's like, yeah, go, he's not going to pull you over. It was a little bit of that. But, and then when I would get on the plane, I'd always get a window seat, and I'd put my hoodie up, and I'd take down the mask. Like, it was, I've never seen humanity. It was quite a wake-up call to see how easily humanity just drops to their knees, put your hands behind your back, and show me.
That was one of the reasons that I saw you comment on the song that I made, which was a television watching news believer, which has a very Metallica sound to it.
Yes.
Sounds like sad but yes. true. And yes, that was exactly, written yeah. because my wife was coming back and going, oh, you'll never guess what's going on out there. Like all these people with these masks, and I just said, they're all television watching news believers. And when I coined that phrase, I could hear that Metallica riff, dum, dum, bum, ba, na, 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 bum, bum, ba, television. And I was just like, I've got to make a song about it. Like, and if you listen to the lyrics in that song, it's like, because of you, we're in this mess. Ah! Like, whatever you acquiesce, how you love to be deceived. this anger, like for that whole COVID nonsense period, just like spawned like three really angry songs from me. Like, I told you so. Like, why aren't you listening? You television watching news believer. It was like so angry. I had to express myself through through music, which is the only way I can really express myself in this little studio. You know, I don't want to be a talking head and do like, you know, tons of interviews. I feel like I can express myself way better through music, as you do with your comedy. So it was just like utter astonishment from my perspective, how people were just acquiescing to this utter nonsense. And I put it into music, and that angry style was something that really fitted.
The angry really resonated with me, obviously. And so even when I was starting to work on bits that led to my special, that was Somebody Had to Say It.
Oh, dude, before you get, I have to say that was absolute genius, but I must have watched that four or five times, bro. It had me in absolute stitches. That is genius comedy. We need way, way more conscious stuff like that, because like I said before, most people are just, well, not most people, some people are just seeing it on that superficial comedic level, and they're just going, ha, 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 ha. But there's so many more people that are going, holy shit, this is some real stuff, right?
Well, that, but I have to say, the one part where I get to envy what you did, what music allows, is tapping into that angry. You're like, how could you think this way? Where I had to kind of move the anger aside and still be driven by it, but at the same time try the funny and like in this funny,
yeah.
It's just like Nazi times. You don't see
that's
it.
All you can do that, but that's all. But so what's the option? I mean, you can either laugh about this stuff and put it into comedy or music, or you can be really fearful and start. But I won't let them have my fear. There's no way that. So the only way I can deal with this situation and what's going on around me is, and I'm sure you're the same, is just to put it, and like you say, the you know, it's like depopulation.
Oh well, they talk about it and we do nothing. Hey, how about that My Body My Choice rally? What else you guys running off to? Hey, take the guns away. Hey, look, aliens. Okay.
Yeah, wow. Totally.
Holy
facts
crap,
and figures, a... facts and figures. Trust the science.
Facts and figures, facts and figures. You're not a scientist. You're not a doctor. You're not a doctor. Oh my God. The watching the level of humanity literally morph into going, what is wrong with you?
It's shocking.
Yes, it is shocking. Dude, I literally wanted to go to Spain and get on stage and do that, the sad but true sounding. So some of the stage, I wanted to get a band. I got to do a song with you one day. If I had a guest spot, we'd do live. I would love it. I'm going to make it happen. It's going to happen.
Oh, man, I would love that.
I just
that,
don't want you to get too big. I don't want you to get too big.
I would
big,
love that. But the logistics involved in doing something like that, getting a whole band, like, because everything I do is like, I am the band. I am the drummer. I am the harmonica player. I am the bassist. So to get a, what would be amazing for me is to get on stage with a full band that knows my tracks like inside out. But to the logistics of that, of the rehearsals involved, and it's just like I don't want to sound pessimistic, but like, is that possible to get a whole like session musicians?
It's gonna happen. It's good. I'm telling you, between the listeners and the people that I'm already that I hang out with, that I've been talking to, that we're already putting things together, it is beyond easy to get the hottest, best musicians to back what you're doing. It'll be a piece of cake. My mission is in the next 6 months to be able to get you to come do a show. You get paid, fly you here, have the killer band, bring the audience, and just between doing a little bit of stand-up, a little bit of storytelling, a little bit hang out, and then do your session songs. That is my vision from the minute I saw you. I'm like, oh my God. I'm telling you, it's gonna go down.
I love the vision. I love the vision. I just like, I mean, you've got contacts, obviously. Like, I mean, if you can make, you know, if you can make a, I just wonder if there's a band that could.
Oh, there is.
It's a fantasy. It's a fantasy to have a band behind me, all knowing my songs inside out and backing me. So I haven't got to do all of the instruments. I can just get up on stage and belt out a number, you know, and just with passion and knowing that that band is behind me. They all know every chord progression, every part of the song. But I mean, it's just.
Alex, listen to you. I'm not BSing you. As a matter of fact, so I went to this charity event, right? It's very heavy and all that jazz. And I went, oh my God, how can I'm not the guy that's going to write a check. I just don't have that kind of, I'd rather do shows. And they're like, here you go. So with that, I was with some musicians, a guy named Ira Dean. Ira Dean wrote a lot of music. He's more in the country music world, but he knows all the rockers, the metal guy. He knows everybody, right? And I know a lot of the rock. I know a lot of the rockers. I know a lot of the rockers. So with that said, I went, Ira, we hung out. We were going to see some concert. We went to go see, like Motley Crue, Def Leppard, just for, neither one of us have ever been to concert, but the guys we were with, like, we got to do this. So long story short, we said, why don't we do, we're telling stories in the band, musical stories, real life, meeting certain people and all this jazz and the stories that led up to it. He's telling music stories that are unbelievable. And I said, why don't we do a night where I'm doing just old Van Halen, AC/DC, blah, blah, blah. He turned around in like 2 minutes and had the greatest musician. Like, dude, they'll learn this in 24 hours. He goes, these guys don't take a week. It's 24 hours. I'm talking about Def Leppard calls and go, we're missing our guitarist. We need to fly you in. You need to know the whole set by tomorrow. That's the type of musicians that the connection we're going to get. To back you. I'm telling you, we're going to get it.
I love it.
And we're going to back you and we're going to figure this out, even if it's just one show, and we'll film that sucker, give it to you. You can fly like a butterfly.
It's, It's wonderful, man. It's a wonderful it's a wonderful fantasy for me at the moment. But you know, I mean, if you can make that happen, then
I'm gonna work on it. I promise you, I'm gonna work on it. So when you were, you technically moved to Spain just to for the weather, basically, not anything else.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, the UK never resonated with me anyway because it was such a cold and grey, pissy. Oh, it was just awful. And the wife and I came on holiday to Spain and we fell in love with the place. It's just so beautiful. And where I live now, we have 300 to 320 days of sunshine a year. Contrast that with the UK where we get like eight weeks of like, if you're lucky, of sunshine. And it just never resonated with me. I felt like I was born in the wrong, I nearly said born in the wrong body then. Born in the wrong country.
Yeah.
So yeah, but in Spain, it's just the weather. Yeah, the weather was a big draw. I mean, I don't integrate into society here. They're very much television watching news believers. So I just kind of do my thing in my studio, my musical activism, if you like, and in this little studio. And I seem to have I seem to have made a difference musically to a lot of people's lives. I get a lot of messages weekly, daily sometimes, saying how my music has really resonated with them and changed their paradigm. And now they're looking into more stuff and they use my music to teach their children and that sort of stuff. So I kind of like this little safe haven of this little studio in this beautiful country where I do my activism online. I'm just playing the guitar and playing whatever. And it has this effect. It has this beautiful ripple effect as it sort of, you know, ripples out, you know, all the way across the plain.
So you didn't expect this when you started putting this together. Like, so what was the first song you did?
It was a song called Flat Earth Man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And when I first, because I started looking into, you know, truths or conspiracies in 2012, like 9/11 being the catalyst that got me into all of this sort of stuff. And by 2016, I was looking into Earth shape and the heliocentric, all of that sort of stuff, and the NASA. And it just absolutely blew my mind. And I thought, right, I have to put this into music. But I didn't want to put it into music as myself, as Alex Michael, and just because I thought, well, I've got family and friends out there that are going to see this music. Right. So I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll just put on a hat and...
Man, put on a little country voice and start singing about, hey, what's going on, people? Like, NASA's faking everything. And
so I made a song called Flat Earth Man, and it was all about NASA faking everything. So I hid behind the character. So and it was almost a genius move, really, because if my family and friends saw it, they would be like, well, it's just comedy. It's just satire. Look at Alex. He's having fun. He's got his little hat on. He's got his shades on. He's having fun musically. So people wouldn't, there were some people that would see it on the level that's intended, but, you know, most of my family and friends couldn't say anything because I was just, you know,
it's
having
a character.
Fun.
I'm having it's just fun.
Character. Yeah, exactly. It's character. So that's how I started with the Flat Earth Man character.
And it was kind of this voice that I hit behind and I was doing all the country stuff and lately.
And then so many people thought that I was a genuine like American from the deep south or from
Texas. I did.
Which is a huge
English.
Compliment. It's a huge compliment. It was not like I was out there to deceive anybody. It was just like I'm hiding behind it. So many people thought it was a genuine guy from Texas. So that's a huge compliment. So, and then I did the first song, which was called Flat Earth Man. And then that kind of, not, I wouldn't say it went viral, but a lot of people in that the Earth Shape community went, wow, like, well, you need to do more. So I did another song, then another song. Before I knew it, I had an whole album, which is called... cheeky little plug here, which is called the Flat Earth Man album. And it was just basically a whole album of like me bashing NASA
yes.
And like you mentioned before about the whole no photographs of Earth and that there's space is fake and all of that. And it was just
space is fake is a great one.
And the gravity nonsense as well. So it was a whole album of me just waking up to all the heliocentric nonsense. So just one, that very first song, when I got to Spain and realized that the whole heliocentric model was nonsense, that very first song led to a second, to a third, to a fourth, to an album, to a second album, to a third album, and now a fourth album. It's just like, I never planned this. It's ridiculous, but I love it.
That's what I love about it. It's you don't know how far and wide that this stuff reaches. It's so bizarre to me when I hear people from Belgium, Spain, Australia, Japan going, I love what you're doing. Like, what? What? How did it? That is the one great thing about social media. And
yeah.
And I love that you put something out there. And this is what people don't understand. What you're putting out there and me just talking, we don't know how far and wide people are being touched. And I'm telling you, it's resonating with millions of people because they are on this frequency. They do see what we see. It is not crazy. It is not conspiracy. We see it plain as day. Mm. And it feels good to know that there's other people starting to go, okay. Like even the flatter people get so angry.
I love it.
They get so, I get messages like, why don't you just go back to what you were 30 years ago? You suck. You're a piece of, I hate you. The foul hatred just because they don't agree or they can't see is absolutely mind-boggling.
And why can't we just have a difference of opinion? Like, you believe that and I believe that. Is that, you know, that's okay. Why can't we just, you know, it's, yeah. I mean, it goes with the territory. You have to have very, very thick skin if you're going to be putting this stuff out there, you know, particularly as, you know, when you're talking about Earth shape and that, which is why I love to hide behind a character, because I can just go, it's just comedy. It's just, you know, so, but yeah, the hate that you get, and I still get the odd email every now and then telling me that you're a joke, you know, what are you doing, and blah, blah, blah. It's but I laugh at that now because I know I'm very firm in my beliefs and understandings, because, you know, I've done the research. The people that are throwing all that hate towards me, it's like, you haven't looked at a thing, you television watching news believer.
That's all it is. You just stare at the screen and that's all you know. You're just a news cockatoo. Just is repeating everything you say and your little feathers go up every time. That's it. There you go.
The earth moves at 1,000 miles an hour. Facts and figures. Facts and figures. We are rotating, we are orbiting the sun at 66,600 miles. Interesting number. 66,600 miles an hour. Facts and figures. Facts and trust the experts. That's a joke, mate. It's a joke.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But isn't it fascinating though when you really start jumping into it, like where does it all begin and what is this really all that has been created and how deep yet how simple it really is? You don't understand what I'm saying? Like in other words, I go to Africa a lot and all that, and I like just studying tribes. And I'm like, who took that? And now who went to tribes and said, hey, listen, the water's free. The air is free. We look after each other. We don't do voting. We've got a killer system. Who came this? We could do better. We're going to build things. We're going to create schools with things. And we're going to stop.
Would that be the Rockefellers then, wouldn't it?
I would guess so. But even before that, like, how did kings in England, you know what cracked me up? What taught me so much too. It's so stupid. But Monty Python, the Holy Grail, there's a small scene in there, you know, and he's walking along and they're like, we come for your taxes. And I don't remember the exact wording, but the guy was in a pond. He's like, so just because somebody pulled a sword at a thing and forever they get to be king and take all money, like what rubbish, and who's sitting? Yeah. And I'm botching it all, but it's such a simple concept. Why is a king a king?
And well, they believe they have the divine right, right? They believe they have they're the chosen people, if you like.
Yeah, and the people that say they're chosen. Why has this been allowed for so long? Why? How do people? It's mind. But so everything that went down, in my opinion, is not that far fetched because we've been living this way for centuries, just not asking anything. Just yep, nope, we gotta.
That's because we have so much bread and circus. It's like one of the videos that you put out with the Carl Rittenhouse thing. Like, oh, he's a hero. Right, it's that thing. Like, because we're given this bread and circus, and let alone all the sports and all of that crap, there's so much to distract people. Like, you know, give them bread and circus and they will never revolt. It's that's what we're dealing with, because we're living in a circus where nobody questions, everybody acquiesces. It's great material for comedy, it's great material for music, but my God, what a state we're in.
It is really, that's what I say, my God, what a state we're in. I do have plenty of hope though, Alex, that many people are starting to wake up, they're starting to talk about it. There's going to be a lot of people that are fake and just profit off of the what's to be said. And I actually see a couple of them on major platforms, and I see major names that would have never named, but I go, yeah, no, you've either been approached or you're totally playing into, I don't buy you one second. There's a lot of that, but I just thank God that here we are. We don't know. You're in Spain, I'm in Florida. There's this guy Tom McDonald who I really like. He's in he's a rapper. He's got the tattoos all over his face, and
yeah, he's doing some great stuff lyrically. He's incredible.
Wow, he just did this thing with John Rich, a country guy, where I think it's called The End of the Earth or whatever, and it's again, it just shows here's this guy tattooed face. In LA, probably one of the worst holes in the world, let alone America. And here's this country guy, like hunted, blah, blah, blah. And yet these minds still think alike. And this is what I love, what people need to understand. We don't know each other from a hole in the wall, but here we are far and wide, never met each other. And you can't deny the fact that we see and we feel the same thing, no matter how many people go, oh, you know, you guys are conspiracy. Oh, you guys, but you're a joke. Oh, you're whatever. It doesn't matter. We just know. We just know.
Yeah, and we need more unity. We need more unity there. Like guys like Tom McDonald and the people that you're in contact with, we need more unity. Even if it's digitally online, like we need to like sort of, get together and do something, because you know, if you've got an audience and I've got an audience and Tom McDonald's got an audience, why we should be getting together, because we've all got a little bit of power in some aspect, and I think this message is getting out there slowly but surely. We're definitely in the midst of an awakening, which I love, but unfortunately guys like Tom and guys like me and guys like you are being censored. I mean, I don't know if you've had any clubs that have said, oh, we can't have Jim here because he's talking about conspiracies.
Well, the big thing too, I mean, how I started was my comedy special was on a platform, and I was taking all the pre-orders of somebody had to say it. And then the second I said, hey, I ain't playing any venues that forced the everything got dropped. Everything got dropped. So I lost the amount of money I put into the special. I lost everything. And I had to start from the bottom. And I said,
yeah, you got to be true. You got to be like, fuck them. If that's a good, no,
that's what I did.
For the language, but you got to be like, fuck them, because you got to be true to yourself, right?
And that's what I said. Fuck them. I ain't bowing down to this insanity anymore. This slavery. It's mental and physical slavery. And if you Absolutely. Can't see it, that's good. But the chains are off, and I'm running. So if you want to come with me, come along. If you
yeah,
don't,
bro, yeah,
stay there and eat your slop and do what you do, and that's okay. That's okay. Yell from the chair, you stupid bastard, you're a conspiracy. You can rattle your cage, but I'm on the other side, banana. I'm on the other side. When you're ready,
you know, bro.
Gladly bring you over here. I'll gladly bring you over here. Well,
man, I'd love to.
You got my wheels turning, and I just love there's people like you and your wife. This blows my mind, though. You know, years ago, in fact, you brought up 9/11. Years ago, I brought my mom to Luxembourg. And is that right? No, Luxembourg. Yeah, it's Oh my God, my geography is way off. What's near France? That's by France, Luxembourg?
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah, okay. So I brought them there, and they have a lot of soldiers are buried there. I hope I'm right here and I don't look like an asshole. I'm pretty sure it's like, so I brought my mom there. But what I'm getting at is there was a French driver that was bringing me and my mom around, and he was in the car, and he was like, yeah, what do you think of George Bush? I went, hey man, I'm not a politician. It's professional wrestling to me. And he didn't understand what I was saying. And then he goes, I'll never forget what he said. He goes, we all know that your own country did that. The world knows. He goes, how did they think in America? And then me and him got into it. My mom was a little freaked out, but that blew my mind. That outsiders from other countries can see something a little different going on, because America thinks we've been trained, we're the best at everything. And maybe we are here and there, but we're the greatest. And no matter what we say goes, we're the animals. And
yeah, that's the power of propaganda, man.
And they've got a killer propaganda
here. Oh, hell yeah.
It's a monster, but
sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by hey, they have been sued. Fact, they have been sued. In your vision, you saw a little bit. When did you start seeing things differently? Was it 9/11? Was it before that? Was it something in your own country? When did you start going, I'm not really buying a lot of things or selling here?
Yeah, that was 2012 for me.
And what was that?
I had a tiny little, I converted my garage into a studio in 2010, 11, 12, something like that. And one of my friends came in and he was like, what's this video on the plane that hit the Pentagon? And he showed me this video. And it was like, it wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon. It was like, it was a missile. It's like three frames from a security camera. It's like three frames. Like, that's not a plane. That's a fucking missile, man. It's like, and it really, it's like, that's, and because he typed that into my computer back in the days when YouTube wasn't censoring, YouTube, like, because he typed that in, it was like, oh, you like this 9/11 conspiracy video? Here's some more 9/11 conspiracy videos you might like. So I was like, I was clicking on every 9/11 conspiracy video, like, oh my God, Building 7 just collapsed. I like, so that I was just, that was the whole catalyst that got me into it. And like, that's when I started really, really questioning like the mainstream narrative. Like, oh my God, I knew that didn't make sense. These two buildings just falling down. Like, how could two planes just, like, it just really got my wheels turning. So that was 2012. And then I started following people like Alex Jones. I have a different opinion of him now, obviously, and then I started following David Icke, and I was like just drinking it all in. Like, I was kind of, it was an obsession, if you like. It was like,
yeah,
truth or obsession. Like, 'cause I was finally understanding, like, the world I live in was like a complete farce, and then he was all this information that explained it all. Like, it's really quite a dark world you live in, and these are the reasons that I was clicking on every conspiracy video that you could imagine, everything with Illuminati or New World Order in the title. I was like, I want to know more. And like, fast forward to where I am now. It's like it's like a fucking joke now. But 9/11 was the catalyst that got me into it. And then you go through the, all of those Illuminati, New World Order conspiracies, and you know, fluoride in the water and satellites and everything. And then you get to, and then eventually you get to Earth shape and the heliocentric nonsense. And it's just like, oh my God, everything is fucked up and everything is a lie. And what is someone like me, a creative guy, to do with that? I have to channel it somewhere.
Yeah.
Just like you do. So yep. It goes into music. In an attempt to awaken my fellow zombies.
And that's okay. I used to be angry at the zombies. Now I'm compassionate with them, but I take it as almost like victims. They don't know.
I'm totally with you with that, because it's like forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Correct. Right? Correct. Right?
Because I used to. I'm totally with you. I used to get really angry. How can you not see it? How the fuck can you not see it? Like, but they have no clue. They have been so propagandized, and I have members of my family and my wife's family that are just.
Seven
jabs and wondering why they have a fucking stroke. Right. It's like, oh my God.
Right. I have family members that got, you know, the face, they get the bells pulled.
Yeah.
Then I had another one whose daughter got blood clots on her liver. She's 21.
Oh,
she was rushed to the hospital. My friend has an enlarged heart, and this has nothing to do with
nothing. Do you know what? When I explained this to a certain family member, he was like, "Oh no, the reason I have blood clots is because of." I'm boiling inside. Like, oh my God, why can't you see it?
I almost, and I know this sounds horrible to say, but part of me, I also wrap my head around, and I don't want to disrespect anyone that's been in combat, but. This must be a slither of what it's like to be in a war, because to me it is a war. It's a psychological war, a spiritual war.
Yeah.
And you see people, you know, just get mowed down, not even knowing they're getting mowed down. And they're people you love, you respect, you've known your whole lives, and you're just baffled.
Silent weapons. I mean, there's nothing
you can do.
It's silent weapons for quiet wars. You know, you're aware of that document.
Yes. Yes.
Right. That's what's going on, right? It's just like this. Just people are dropping and dropping and dropping, and everyone's like, it's normal.
The guy on the soccer field, I know he's in great shape and they check him all day, but hey, man, this happens.
It's normal. Yeah.
And nobody.
There's a new strain of everyone's dying of suddenly, right? Everyone's dying suddenly.
Right. Sudden death. It's pretty freaky, man. Well, are you working on anything new?
Well, I mean, I'm a bit exhausted at the moment because I've just finished a new album.
Break.
I've just finished a new album. When I put my energy into music, I put everything, I have sleepless nights and I put my heart and soul into it. Yeah. And I've just released a new album, it took me like 4 months to make, like day and night in the studio doing that. And I've just released a new album. And so at the moment I'm like exhausted from that.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a bit of a break, but now I'm at the point where I'm like, do you know what? I'm bored. I always love a project. I have to have a project. I have to have something to work on. You know, so I'm looking for the next project. I don't know what that's going to be. But I guarantee it's going to be something musical. It's going to be something conscious. I just need to get that inspiration at the moment. I never force it. I'm going to write a song today. It's going to be about this. I'm like, no, I'm going to wait for it to come to me from the ether or whatever, because that's the natural way for me, rather than forcing a song, you know. So I'm just in that downtime at the moment, but I guarantee you in a month or so there's going to be something that goes, you need to write a song about this, and I'll be like on the piano, like, or in the, there'll be something, but at the moment I'm taking some downtime. I'm working in the garden, but the thing is, now I'm aware of this stuff, and I need to put it into music. I don't think I'll ever I don't think I think this is going to be my calling. I think I'm going to be doing it for the rest of my life. I don't know. It's very difficult because when you're aware of this stuff, I mean, you can't just sit on your ass and do nothing. I mean, I have to use my quote unquote talents to put it into something conscious so I can awaken my fellow man. I think that will always be what I'm doing, I think, creatively, because that's all I know.
Well, I'm the same way. Although I'm doing a bunch of shows now, I'm the same way. So after I did Somebody Had to Say It, there's this expectation of, yeah, keep going that dirt. But I feel like that was a lot of passion and anxiety and pent up energy
exactly.
When it's gone, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's exhausting. You have to have that downtime. You have to, because there was so much in that stand up. There was so much. There was so much content, and I could tell that came from there was a lot of passion that went into that. And you have to have your downtime. You can't keep going and going and going and going. I get people messaging me going, oh, can we have a Christmas album? Can we do this?
Right.
You have no idea how much it takes just to do like a stand-up or one album. It's an enormous amount of energy that goes into something like that. So
yes,
I think you have to take a step back before you start take a step forward.
Yeah, and Alex, what I can relate to you with you is I don't like trying to force it at all. If I force it, it comes out horrible, comes out fake. It looks forced. You got to feel it. And then when you feel it, you will do it. You know, I'm sure there's people like, hey, you need this type of song. And part of you
all the time,
like, you know what? Maybe I should get this out. Maybe the timing, but no, it's not worth it. Because when you knock that ball over the wall, or when you get that ball through the hoop, whatever it is, people feel that and they resonate with it. You know what? See, in my head, I'm like, we got to do a whole tour. You know who I went on this too? You ever see the, I don't know who they are. I think they were on the streets of England and they do that. You can take your something.
You can stick your, you can stick your New World Order up your ass.
Your ass.
You can stick your New World Order up. I know the guy that wrote that as well. I mean, it's obviously... Obviously, it's a parody of she'll be coming round the mountain. Obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's something I want everyone to, if you don't know that song, just I don't know what the name of it is, but that's what I see, like a whole concert, almost like the way Live Aid was. No disrespect to Hunger, what it was about, but the Wake Up the World Tour, where it's you, it's those guys, it's stand up, it's like a Russell Brand, what he's doing right now. It's all these guys just coming out and the masses waking up. Well, I hope. Small steps, bro. Small steps. We'll get there.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I mean, that'd be amazing if there was a concert on that level where there's like conscious comedians, conscious musicians all coming together. I mean, what kind of censorship that would happen around that, I don't know.
I'm going to work on it. I'm definitely going to work on it. And if a small contribution can turn into a bigger contribution, can turn into, I don't care about the money. I don't want the limelight. I just want people to go, wow, I never saw that. Now I understand. And now I can see clearer now. And now I can think without all the blurry vision and realize what is truth and what is not truth. Totally. And how long this has been going on. So, as I said, there's a great saying, one person can change the whole world for the better as long as they don't give a damn about the credit. And I don't ever want no damn credit.
Damn right, mate.
My credit comes from a higher place. Dude.
Absolutely. I've said from day one to my missus, I couldn't give a shit about fame or fortune or nothing. I don't want to be famous. I don't give a fuck about any of that. I want the music to get recognition. That's all I want. This is why I don't put my face. I did put my face on my albums before because it was an ego thing. But now... it's like I want the music to get recognition. It's the music. It's the lyrics. That's the stuff that can change people's paradigms. That's the stuff that can really get people thinking. I couldn't give a toss about fame or fortune. I just want the music because I know how powerful the music can be. So that's what I want. I want the music to have more recognition, and to see an event like that with conscious comedy and conscious music, that would be amazing, bro.
Well, I think we'll pull it off one day. And you know what's incredible too, because it's not to be underestimated. I think it was Lennon. I think John Lennon said, "Never underestimate the power of music," and he was so right. No matter what you thought of that man, words like that. And then I look at the people in control, the powers that control the airwaves, that control music, that control contracts. If you look at all the great musicians, even like a Bob Marley who started crossing over, they were a danger to this society that has enslaved the world. They were a
That's
danger.
Why they're no longer here.
That's why they're no longer here. But however, the time has come where there's millions of people like Alex Michael, yourself. There's millions of Tom McDonalds waiting in the wings. And the great thing is, we don't need contracts. We don't need publishers. We don't need any of that. We just got a voice and we got each other, and it's being put out there, and they will never have control of it again. Because
we need an audience. We need an audience. That's the problem.
It's coming. It's there. We just don't know it yet. Trust me. It's there. We just don't know it yet. It's going to happen, man. Hey, man, I hope to see you. I'm telling you, we're going to connect in one way or another. I'm telling you, I got to drive for this. I'm excited about it. Even if it has nothing to do with me, even if someone else is like, you know what, that Alex Michael, I'm bringing him. If it happens, it happens. This has to happen. I love it. It's fun. It's amazing. It's creative. It's incredible. And Alex, thank you, brother. This is
thank
amazing.
You. Thank
so
you,
nice
brother.
Meeting you. So
and
great
you.
Meeting
and you, Jim. I appreciate the time. Thanks, brother.
Hey, you let me know when the next one comes out, even if it's a year from now. We're going to talk before that.
I told you so.
That's the name of the door. I told you so.
There you go. There it is.
I love it. Take care, Alex. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one. Alex Michael. And I love this guy. This guy is, he writes all his own music, uses all his own thoughts, creates it all, produces it all. Guys like him. Guys like John Rich, guys like Tom McDonald. Those are three different genres. This wave is coming, whether you want to be part of it or not. And it's beautiful. And you can't deny the truth that's being told or the passion that's being told. And if you don't like it, you don't have to be angry. You need to really check yourself. If you see a stand-up comedy bit and you get so pissed that you reach out with vengeance, if you see a clip, that means your emotions, your thought process, your everyday life is being controlled by something you don't even know. I mean, that's a very serious situation. And that's why people slowly are starting to wake up, because mind control does exist. Whether you think that's conspiracy, knock yourself out. So you could call it that all you want. All of us that can think, we're not bothered by you anymore. We're not bothered by the things you say. We're not bothered by the Keith Olbermans and the Rachel Maddows and the Sean Penns and the George Clooney, all these bananas that get paid millions of dollars to go on a set and get edited. And then they're paid. They're characters. They don't have freedom. They don't have freedom of the mind. They don't have freedom of their heart. And they don't have any higher spirit, God, whatever you want to define it. They don't have it. So I don't get angry at them. But this is a good time. We need guys like Alex Michael, whether you like his stuff or not. But do not underestimate that here's a guy in Spain, so driven by what he sees going on in our country and the world, and how dead serious it truly is. You could stick your head in the sand, and you could pretend it doesn't exist. You might want to just live your, what you call your normal life, but you cannot underestimate that this man is putting his entire energy into waking people up. And he's as he would say, like a nobody. And they're all over. This is fun. We're going to get this going. We're going to get this guy. This is going to, we're going to do a concert. We're going to figure this out. Mark my word. I'm going to make some phone calls when this is over. And this was a lot of fun. I'd like to really thank Alex Michael. If you haven't checked him out, it's the Conspiracy Music Guru. Check him out. Thanks for being a part of today. Thanks for being part of the Bruniverse. We are moving along. I think I found a studio. And we keep growing. Let the truth keep growing. Let your heart keep getting bigger. Keep searching the light. Love conquers evil. Light conquers dark. Truth conquers lies. See you next week on the Bruniverse. Have a good one. Take a look around and what do you see?
Mark a date down tonight. We'll make it history. Hey, this is Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Weekly, you host your own podcast and you interview me. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you, I'm not going to let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there.